It was punk, Chicano, sci-fi, suburban, and urban. It was about girls. But it was written by two brothers. Love and Rockets, one of the most influential comic books of the 1980s, is back after a five-year hiatus. The women are older, edgy, glorious, and still capable of inspiring a new generation of fans. That's along with the artists, writers, filmmakers, and musicians who made them a hit 20 years ago. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez remember how their mother bitterly complained that her own mother threw away her comics collection. So Jaime says their mother encouraged her sons to read comic books at the dinner table.
They were just always around the house, so comic books were a normal thing.
So we would look at anything that was comics, across the board from the beginning of the century to the end. We wanted to be a part of that.
Gilbert Hernandez says he and his brother started drawing comics as soon as they could read them. They drew inspiration from the Archie comics and from R. Crumb's Zap comics. And they liked black and white movies, from the French New Wave to Hollywood's darker side.
Not that you mind the killings. Your book is full of killings. But there are things you do hate, Lord. Perfume-smelling things, lacy things, things with curly hair.
You know, an old movie like Night of the Hunter or something, or, even a trashy Brain That Wouldn't Die, you know, science fiction movie. I love those just as much as a real so-called film.
Before the Hernandez brothers channeled their love into comics, they expressed it through punk rock. They were part of LA's punk scene, but they emphatically declined to provide examples of their music. When the brothers turned to the advanced form of comics known as graphic novels, they wanted to create the kind of book they had always wanted to read and never been able to find. One that came from their world. Juno Diaz wrote the best-selling novel, Drown.
Each of the brothers has a different world that they write about. You have Jaime, who writes basically about a Chicano punk, wild, edge city, pseudo-suburban, pseudo-urban experience of these young women, many of them who are ex-punkeros, some of them who are still in it, and, you know, their lives in this sort of crazy, divided, fractured universe of like Spanish, English, wrestling, science fiction, just bizarre everyday happenings, you know, in people's quotidian lives.
Every issue contains at least one story written and illustrated by each brother. Gilbert draws from the same fractured universe as Jaime, but his stories take place in a mythical 1960s era Mexico. Cartoonist Jessica Abel says one of the things that really sets the Hernandez brothers apart is that all their main characters are women.
Both Jaime and Gilbert are incredibly sensitive to the way it feels to be female. And I still have no idea why that is, why they're able to do that. You can't understand how he would know that. How would he know that it felt like that? And you can't imagine either that it feels like that as a guy, the other way around.
In a way, Abel's own comic, Art Babe, is a descendant of Love and Rockets. It's published by Fantagraphics, which made its name with the first Love and Rockets back in 1981. That inspired other girl-centric comics written by women and men. Novelist Juno Diaz says Love and Rockets not only changed the way young women are portrayed in comics, it changed Latino literature.
To see these brothers writing about Latinos, writing about Chicanos, writing about this experience which didn't fall under the standard I'm in the campo or, you know, past the bullets, I'm in East Harlem, I thought was just extraordinary.
Now Love and Rockets is included in reading lists for college Latino literature courses. In a documentary called Comic Book Confidential, Jaime Hernandez reads from an early Love and Rockets about a girl who desperately needs $50 to buy a pair of boots.
I just gotta get a hold of $50, Opie. You should take a Lucha Libre mag. Then you could give all your opponents the flying sit-down. What about that priest you told me about that used to buy you things when you were little going to that Catholic school? Brother Boris? Ugh, what about him? He's still at the church, isn't he? Maybe you could. Sorry. He's in jail for molesting little girls at the school. Speaking of molesters, what about Del Chimney? He's a slob, but he's always had cash stashed away somewhere. Maybe we could if he wasn't dead.
Love and Rockets content stands out. But so does its form. The brothers work in black and white, but Scott McCloud, who wrote the book Understanding Comics, says they revolutionized the form.
There had been black and white comics before, but most of the black and white scene was really color comics waiting for color. When the Hernandez brothers worked in black and white, it was black and white. There was real sensibility to figure and ground relationships. Jaime was a real influence on a lot of artists who learned the value of spot blacks and contrast.
The Hernandez brothers do everything by hand. The artwork, the lettering, no computer. Gilbert Hernandez.
I'm a diehard caveman. I mean, it's just me and a crayon, you know? Ook, ook, and telling my stories.
Love and Rockets has inspired more than artists and writers. The British band Love and Rockets named itself after the comic book. Well, the only person talking about love today is the preacher. The Hernandez brothers did not approve. They wrote a comic indirectly making fun of the band. Alex Seville doesn't think the brothers know about his band, Pro Solar Mechanics, named after Hernandez brothers' characters. Seville discovered the comic book about 15 years ago.
It opens doors, you know, to a different sense of style. It's kind of a sense of the possible. I think that's been a big part of me playing music.
The Hernandez brothers left Love and Rockets fans in the lurch when they stopped publishing the comic in 1997. At the time, Jaime says, they thought it was for good.
Just going full blast since the first issue kind of fried us. We weren't planning to quit comics, but we just wanted some kind of change, no matter how small.
The brothers continued working independently. When they brought back Love and Rockets last year, the comic had changed. The brothers' style is more abstract, and the characters have aged. Jaime Hernandez says his heroine, Maggie, was based on girls he knew. Now they're all grown up.
I was kind of scared of the characters getting old because I didn't know if there would be a readership for that, reading boring 30-year-olds. Maggie and I are kind of discovering it together. I go to the drawing board and I go, okay, Maggie, get up. It's time. We got to figure out what we're doing, kind of thing.
The thrill of discovery now takes place in a comic book culture the brothers helped create. Gilbert Hernandez says that gives him a little kick in the pants.
I'm a competitive SOB, and unlike rock and roll, I can be 80 years old and going against a 20-year-old.
Jaime Hernandez is mellower when he talks about his place in the contemporary comics landscape.
Most of the time I'm walking and I'm kind of snickering, kind of like, oh, look at that, how cute. And then sometimes I'm going, you people better not forget where that came from or else, you know, that kind of thing too.
The latest issue of Love and Rockets just came out. So did reprints of the very first issue. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.